Howdy, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to High Plains Outdoors. Tell you what, let's do. Let's get out here in my old cabin, get in here where it's warm, get the fire going. We're going to make some breakfast tacos out of some wild hog sausage that I've got made, some eggs and jalapenos and onions and cheese. We're going to Lake Fork today, and we're going to join guide Seth Vanover down there, and I hope that we can teach you something about catching white bass in the cold water in the winter. Seth tells me they're holding right on the bottom, and it should be a really good day of fishing. But right now, let's break out this old cast iron skillet off the hook, get this sausage out, and get ready to go. We are down here in the boat. Seth, what about that breakfast taco? You think it's worth getting up early in the morning and making that and bringing it up here?
I'm just glad you brought more than one.
You and your son, Evan, he kind of likes them too. Well, what we want to do is try to teach some people in the winter that's fishing for these white bass, you know, what to look for on the graph. Now, you know, you was out recently on a trip and caught a ton of them, but most of them, you were telling me, were holding tight to bottom, right?
Yeah, they were holding tight to bottom that day. I'm looking at my graph right now, and I'm seeing more suspended fish than I am more ones on the bottom.
The other day when they was going crazy, not just a few days ago down here, were they most of them like right on the bottom?
Yeah, they were all on bottom. I did see a few like we're seeing now up in that 35 foot range and 40 foot range, but most of them were, that big cloud you're seeing on the graph was all on bottom.
Right. Now, as far as baits right now, I know we're using slabs and little soft metal imitations on the jig head, but rattle traps were working too, right?
Yeah, the other day, that's the only way we could catch them were those small 1/8 ounce rattle traps, any kind of color. I was using silver with a blue bag, but that's the only thing they would hit the other day.
Right. Yeah, there's some showing up right there on the graph, bud. I think we're about to catch one. Now, the trick, you're putting kind of dead sticking, really, aren't you? Very little movement.
Yeah, I'm fishing at the Gulf Minnow right now, and I'm just dead sticking this thing real slow since it's nice and bright out. That I'm keeping the bait pretty still.
Right. One more question, Seth. The ones that you've been catching, are a lot of those fish, you know, the males with milt and the egg sacs develop pretty good on the females?
Oh, yes. They're jam-packed full of bait and milt and eggs, just big old fat fish right now.
Well, they're ready to spawn. And, folks, if you're on a reservoir and you can't, like Seth, you're usually fishing the Sabine River right now, but it's a little bit too much water in the Sabine. If you're on these lakes, they've got to spawn. And these fish will, no doubt, Seth, will be spawning around these windy points where there's a current pretty soon, don't you think?
It won't be long. Mid-February to late February, we'll start catching them in that 15-foot range, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, man, yeah. Well, we'll get back and let you watch that graph. Folks, thanks for tuning in. Remember, you can listen to this show on the archive for a long time, so hppr.org, and you can look for Outdoors with Luke Clayton. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter's Supply, Snap-Lock Hunting Blinds, the Texas Deer Association, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Sun Optics USA, Hogman Outdoors, makers of the Game Alert, Night Sight, and Darton Archery. Make sure and tune in next week. Let's have some more fun talking about the outdoors.